Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Just got this. I'm on all kinds of email lists that today it's a... The Department of Human Services, Governor Wolfman Hack, will announce today to remind Pennsylvanians struggling with mental health that substance use disorder, that help is available, and all these outfits that will be there. Gee, do you think that might be relieved a little bit if people can start to move about and, oh, I don't know, maybe earn a living again, return to some degree of normalcy? Do you think that might be something that would help rather than more government help here for people that are experiencing substance abuse? We know about Cumberland County in the middle of the state, opioid use spiking. Here we go again, right? Maybe that might be the way to go. Well, I had the pleasure last night, thanks to Stan Casaccio, who told me about this, and I've been telling you about it well ahead. It's still not out there in the media, that the town of Pennsburg last night, the mayor was going to propose reopening the businesses there in kind of a code yellow way, I guess, social distancing, CDC, and all the rest. And the vote that I watched last night was unanimous. So let's bring Stan Casaccio in from Montgomery County, and let's bring in the mayor of Pennsburg out there in Upper Perkiomen, Vicki Lightcap. Mayor Lightcap, thanks very much for joining us today. And Stan, thank you, too.
You're welcome, Dom.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Vicki, I watched with great pleasure last night the opening of this, and my wife was going by because the opening is a little bit slow. I was hearing about the wood chipper and how bamboo is invasive and how bamboo could not work so well with the wood chipper. That was the big area of contention. And then, though, I started to text Stan and say my fingers were crossed, and I had hope when almost unanimously everybody on that council and you were talking about getting the flags from Dr. Valerie Arkush and putting them out there in Pennsburg and around Upper Perkiomen. I thought, yeah, there's a shot that they may go for this resolution. So, Vicki, exactly what are you proposing to do?
What we're proposing to do, believe me, that this took a lot of looking into and a lot of research. And what we're proposing, the final thing will be an ordinance, which is a law at a local level, which will allow our businesses to open under CDC guidelines and get back to some sort of normalcy up here in Pennsburg.
But last
and
night,
our surrounding right, community.
Right. But last night, by unanimous approval, this resolution, even though it's not in writing yet, as I understand it, everybody there said, yes, we're sending the signal to reopen businesses in your town. So that now is out there a little bit. I put it on Twitter. I'm sure in the town it's out there. When do you think some businesses might reopen?
They're looking that by the end of the month, hopefully we'll have everything completed with even council gave me the permission that once we got the resolution together, because I kind of was going for an ordinance, so I was prepared for the ordinance, and now we need to do a resolution. So I need to transfer all of that information into a resolution. and council gave permission that would, if we needed to call a special meeting and have it advertised, so that we could get this done by the end of the month. So we're given hope for the end of the month.
Okay, I thought it was even sooner, but that's good. And that indicates, and I think you're being realistic here, that Montgomery County is not going to give up lockdown easily. I'm making Valerie Arcouch the favorite to even exceed Philadelphia, because after all, Vicky, as she reminds us every day, she's a doctor. She's not going to give this up easily. This is her mindset. And
Dom, you forgot one other thing. She's also the smartest person in the room.
That's right. And Montgomery County lemmings seem to go along with this, Stan. So I don't see her relenting and giving up Montgomery County until sometime in mid or late June. That's my prediction.
Well, one of the things that Vicky did.
She's trying to do.
Yeah.
I think she's trying to do that.
Well, Stan, go ahead, Stan.
One of the things that Mayor Vicky Leitkamp did was, in her research, when you consider the fact that two-thirds of the deaths in Pennsylvania have been in retirement homes, and most of the deaths in Montgomery County have been in retirement homes, it is definitely, and it was brought out in the meeting last night, they've only had three cases in all of Pennsburg of COVID and no deaths. So you have to realize the level of research that was done, and the reality is Vicky just said, hey, this is common sense. There's no need to do these draconian procedures in order to do this.
Right. And Vicky, the idea that was good last night was, too, that Upper Perkiomen Valley is kind of called the Valley, and those towns have been kind of together, that this might spread, that the first shot fired here might spread to other smaller towns to do the same thing.
Well, the northwestern part of Montgomery County has always been considered a different part of the county. We usually consider ourselves the redheaded stepchildren up here, because when it comes to us receiving funds and things, we do get some. But we believe that with looking at the numbers, and especially with our surrounding municipalities, that our numbers haven't increased. And we're ready to do this. We can't let our small businesses, because our businesses are our neighbors and our friends. And how can we not have compassion and empathy for our people? And that's what I don't understand, what's going on with Arcouch. Like, why can't she look at the bigger picture here and understand exactly what's going on in northwestern Montgomery County? Our numbers are not the same as the rest of the county.
Okay, let me bring you the reality test, though, too. And listeners, we're not zooming in as I was last night. Your council did bat this around back and forth before the unanimous vote. Don't you have fear, though, that Governor Wolf is going to come into a town like Pennsburg? He is going to come riding in to make this his cause celeb if you dare reopen these as you propose to do.
Well, I'm going to stand on the court of public opinion, and I want him to look into the faces that I have to look at every single day and tell them and tell their children that you no longer are allowed to have your business, as you could tell how passionate I am about my community. And I want him. I'll invite him to Pennsburg. He can come stand right here and look in these people's eyes. Because right now, all he's doing is hiding behind his little room with protected media people who are only asking the questions that he has the answers to. How about coming out into the community? Come to Pennsburg. I want you to look at these people. I want to have a conversation with you to explain exactly what's going on here and the devastation and the deterioration of communities he's creating.
Absolutely. Stan Casaccio with us. So, Stan, you help with the research here and all the rest of it. I think this is a measured but bold move. Do you think, though, that there will be repercussions?
Well, one of the things that the governor totally fails to realize, and the other day he talked about insurance. Well, when the companies are out of business, they're not going to be able to pay the insurance premiums anyhow. And there's one of the things he's forgetting. There's one of the things. He said, well, we're going to pull money from these people to do it. Well, guess what? If you have no economy, if you have no businesses,
right?
What the heck's the difference? The borough's done. The Pennsburg is done. So at least they're better off opening their business. At least they'll start collecting tax ratables and forget the mayor, the governor, and his procedures.
Well,
there's no
common
sense at all.
Right. And the police chief, a great guy, was on the Zoom, was Zooming last night too. He was there and he said he'll use his discretion. He's not going to go in and be harassing these small businesses. But Vicky, now maybe it's not known enough yet. Have you gotten any directive now from anybody, now that it's becoming more widely known, telling you, here's what's going to happen to you if you don't stop this nonsense? Oh, I don't know what happened there, Dan. Stan, are you aware of anything?
Well, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm sure she's going to get it, and I'm sure the threats are going to happen. But like Vicky said, you know, he's going to take us to court. He's going to take Vicky and Pennsburg to court and the council.
I'm sorry, they were so brave last night. I got cut off.
Yeah. Okay, Vicky.
Okay, go ahead, Vicky. Part of that question, too.
Yeah. Any threats that you've heard yet now that this is out there?
No, not yet. Okay. And I'll tell you what, I'm willing to stand for anything. So. Believe me, there was a lot of thought put into this. There was a lot of research done on this, because we have to have a balance in protecting Pennsburg, but also protecting our small business.
Absolutely.
So,
well, Vicky,
there are answers they come, we do have answers for it.
Good. I know that you do. Stan, thank you very much. Thanks for your work, and thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Including
thank
me.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Vicky. Thank you, Vicky, and Pennsburg's council. I'm so proud of you guys. I really am.
And Vicky, keep
Thank
us in
you.
The loop. Let us know what happens, and we'll continue to follow this.
All right. I'll let you
down.
Know of the first threat.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank
down.
You. All right.
Bye-bye.
The first shot. Thank you, Stan. All right. Stan Casaccio and Vicky Whitecap, who's the mayor of Pennsburg.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.